The characters in Giacomo Puccini's opera La Bohème start out as broad archetypes: the moody poet, a fun-loving musician, a lonely young woman dreaming of love, a flirtatious party girl. But as the cast of this summer's Finger Lakes opera production of La Bohème discussed, the opera's true power lies in how all these characters change. WXXI's Mona Segatola-Slamy has more, with musical selections drawn from classic recordings.
At the beginning of La Bohème, we meet a group of friends, artists of one sort or another, living in poverty, but enjoying life as they can.
When I was a young person and I was doing this show, that spirit of the youthful exuberance and wanting so bad to make some sort of statement with your art and all these things seemed like the center of the show to me.
That's Jonathan Burton. He plays the poet Rodolfo, who falls in love with his quiet neighbor Mimi, portrayed in this production by Elaine Alvarez.
Mimi is seemingly very shy, seemingly very quiet, but the moment that she opens up, it's like she's completely ablaze. And she's waited her whole life to love somebody the way that she loves Rodolfo.
So this is a love story. But just as in real life, these young lovers don't live in a vacuum. All of the characters affect each other. Jarrell Williams portrays the musician Shonar, a good-natured extrovert who's part of the circle of friends.
I feel as though I'm Shonar in real life, a little bit.
I was just going to say that.
You know, I love to walk into a room and I love to make people laugh and just kind of have like a good time and kind of feel out the room. You know, feel out the room, Jarrell. I just think there's this jovialness about him that's... He kind of ties the room together when he can, but he also knows when the elephant's in the room, he can leave.
The elephant in this room is that Mimi has a fatal disease, and she's trying to hide it from the others, protecting her friends. At the same time, their friends Marcello and Musetta are in an on-again, off-again relationship. Everyone's nerves are getting a bit frayed, but they're still trying to keep it together.
For me, it kind of reminds me of the sitcom Friends, in a sense where everyone's kind of paired together in a way. But, you know, they're living under this roof that culminates and captures this amazing relationship of human interaction. And you think of how we go through life every day today, and in one fell swoop, the last second, everything can fall apart. And it's a story of resolve. It's a story of life.
Now, as I'm looking at it, maybe it feels a little different to me. It's more about the relationships that you build with the people around you, and you create things with each other. And then I was talking to my dad about it, and he was talking about how to him it looks like, well, there are things that you think are so important when you're young. And then when you get a little older, you see this different set of priorities. And then as I look at the show, that's there. That's in the show. And the characters sort of learn that as they go through it.
In the end, the friends are all there for each other, trying to put their arguments behind them. They face the tragedy together, each in their own way.
She's peaceful about the fact that she's dying. What she's not peaceful about is the prospect that she might be destroying him with her death. So it's really like the ending is so beautiful in that she just keeps trying to soften it. There's such generosity in the way that she's written and in the love that she's trying to give. And I think that in that she is leaving her mark. She's leaving a very beautiful legacy on all of them. They're all changed.
I'm Mona Segatola-Slamy, WXXI News.